Mamdei shlach lecho. I'm sure you know why it's about.
And we said that Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Chaf Aleph, at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Berurah says there, by the end, the last part of the Siman, Shin Chaf Aleph. Yeah, sure, Mish, thanks. By the end of Shin Chaf Aleph, the Ramah says, also liklo shum b'tzolim, a person mustn't peel onions and garlic, if a person's peeling its leave over, that's also to do. To peel to leave over is also. Avol lecha la'alti shoy. So here's a het of peeling, which we explained yesterday already. Here's a smash of kiddush. It's yeah, should be in that hair. It's not possible to do another way. It's derech ilosu b'kach. It's no way of eating, and therefore peeling is mutter. But we said yesterday, we spoke about quite clearly yesterday, that you have to fit in the other two conditions. It has to be stomach and mealtime. And it has to be, and it has to be also, not with a special occasion. Now, this was an interesting story that happened not so long ago here. So, I'd like to be aware of this properly. Apparently, someone was giving a shiur on Friday night here, somewhere. He was speaking about people who walk in the streets eating food. It's not very, very nice. People walk in the streets eating food while they eat, while they're walking. So he took a banana out of his pocket. It's on Shabbos. Took a banana out of his pocket and he peeled the banana. He said, this is what people do. They peel the banana. He didn't eat the banana, but he just said, this is what people do. It's not right. He'd say, finish the shear. After the shear, someone over to him, apparently, and said, it's very nice your shear, Rabbi. But he said, I'm not sure if he's an estimatory just now. I said, what do you mean? He said, you peeled the banana. You didn't use it straight away. On the other hand, Florentine Rabbi, I'm not sure, the mice, he had a use out of it. He did have a use. He wanted to show people what's going on. Does the use have to be the eating itself? An interesting question. Here's a head of peeling fruits, which is allowed. There's no question about it's allowed. But if we talk about passages, you're going to eat the food. Are you allowed to peel the food for another reason? Interesting question.
What reason have you got?
He wants to show people what it looks like. People.
How to peel the banana?
Yeah. It's more realistic when you show it. When you demonstrate what people do, people walk in the street, they peel a banana. It doesn't look very good. No. It's more realistic when you see it. Hush. So that's what his idea. He wanted to show people what's going on. It's an interesting idea. It's a very interesting idea. So that's what we said yesterday. So the mice and the heter in Shulchan Aruch of peeling. Then we said a chiddush about peeling apples. So that was a very big chiddush actually. Just this bit over here. As Mishnah Berurah brings down. Again, Mishnah Berurah brings over here. Mishnah Berurah brings, who are din tapuchim, is also included in this Issa. And we saw the Prima Godim says, I can't understand, why should we also apples? The peel of an apple is edible. Most people eat the peel of an apple, Moshi. When most people eat an apple, they eat the peel with the apple. So for the Prima Godim, I can't understand, why should it be a problem to take the peel off, even not before you're going to eat it. I mean, before you eat it, it's definitely an apple, it's not worth the peeling an orange. But eat time, even if you're going to leave it for a long time, you're not going to have it straight away, it's min echo, it's all one min. What's the problem?
If a peel of a banana, people usually don't eat it. If a peel of an apple, people would eat it, and this fellow says, I don't want it. Therefore, he's taking away.
So that's what Moshe says. Moshe says that's why. The Moshe says that, yeah, well, all right. So the mice that we saw yesterday is the Prima Godim says, I can't say why it should be awesome. So we saw from the Ayam Shulish yesterday, he says the reason why it's awesome, not like you, I'll come to you in a minute, the Ayam Shulish says awesome, because some people do take off the peel of an apple. There are groups of people who take off the peel of an apple. And therefore, since a sizable amount of people take it off, that's called psoas. Comes out according to that, some groups no one takes off, like grapes, for example, or tomatoes, people don't take off, that should be mutter. Ramosius is yours for. Ramosius is the fact that he's taking off makes it into psoas. You don't want it. And therefore, that's why it's a problem. According to that, everything's a problem then, yeah? Anything you can think of is going to be a problem. That's what we said yesterday, quite right. Then the mission carries on with pips inside. An apricot, let's say, for example, like that. So Mishmur's Chiddush is that that's also okay to take out. So Chiddush, that's for example, a person wants to check their for Teloim, so he wants to take out a pip, see what's going on, he wants to make a salad, he wants to know what's going on, so that take the pip out. On that, the Chaznish said yesterday is Chol. Chaznish holds, that's not allowed, because you could hold the pip and pull the fruit away from the pip. Because you want to say it's no problem. So therefore, Chaznish disagrees and says, by a pip, inside, you have what it says. By the way, this whole head of pips, you can call it, only works where you can't eat the food without it. The wash of grape and tangerine and orange, which got seeds with pips inside, you can't take it out first. That pip has to be taken out outside when it's in your mouth. Can't be taken out before you eat it. Because there you can eat the food quite easily. It's quite easy to eat. And therefore, you've got no head to eat the pips up first. But we said yesterday. Then we carried on yesterday, and we said also... Oh, it's about fish boats.
Also, oh, so what do you say? We're going to open avocado.
Avocado?
Big pips.
Yeah, I'm on the green one. I can't remember where the pips inside. Yeah. That's much worse there, because you can eat the avocado without taking the pip out.
Well, pick first.
Now, picking in the avocado is no problem.
No, but you don't need to pick. You open the avocado half, and then you can scoop it out, but the pip is on the other half.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? Well, scoop out both halves.
So you'll have to take that pip out of them.
Oh, yeah, that's like a plum pip.
That's a half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because?
That's like peeling. It's got the same head as peeling. Near the meal time. It's like a plum pip, or an apricot pip. So that's also what to take out. Otherwise, inside, that's what to take off. Then we talk about fish bones. This is a major thing. I'm not going through this again. We mentioned this yesterday. The fish bones is the Mishpah's got a very big problem with this fish bone. He's seen the test. He's not happy with them. Our Mocha brings that. We can't understand why people are makel with taking out fish bones.
How did you
have the fish bones? Oh, it comes to how you can do it. He says that fish bones has not got a head of peeling. It's different. The question is why it's different. So we said yesterday, Robert Falk, I think it's a Rachel, he says, as far as I remember, the reason why it's different to a normal peel or pips is because you can put the whole thing in your mouth and take it out from there. So it's different. Normally, you've perhaps got a pip and apricots and things like that. It's not normal to put it in your mouth and take out the pip there. Here, it's normal to put the fish in your mouth and take it out. That's the normal way of doing things. Therefore, there's no hetter to what you call
it.
Normal
way is to take the bone out of the fish before you put it in your mouth.
So that's one of the hetter. We'll come to what you can do. We'll come to what you can do. But the question is, why can't you take out the pips normally, like a normal person? And then what you do, when your person eats during the week, I can't even think what happens normally, when you eat during the week, you probably take the pips out. You take the bones out, probably. So why is that different, I ask you, why is that different to peels? That's the kasha.
Yeah.
Why should you not be able to make all with fish bones like you can with peels? So he says the reason is it's different because you can put it in your mouth and take it out in your mouth, which you'll see why that's mutter. But in your mouth is mutter.
It depends which one. I mean, some fish with a spine, which is in
the... Spine's not a problem, I don't think. The spine, you're right. They can't put it in your mouth. That's okay to take out. Yeah, that's different spine. Talk about the small bones. Talk about the small bones inside the fish. And the Aruch HaShabbos says the reason why it's different is because it's interesting where his svara is. He tells us that the svara is why it's worse is because it's completely mixed in it. I mean, especially talking about orange peel and all these things. You've got a peel and you've got orange. They're really two distinct items. The peel is different than the orange. It's not mixed in it. A fish bone, he tells us, is much, much worse. Because it's mummish embedded inside. That's what it's lost in his brain. So he wants to say a swara like that. And because this swara comes out with a huge chumra, actually. Let's just see if we find it's like a Shabbos. What was it? No, I've got that thing. That's fair. Toshi is about Somers, so he says you must be careful with Baira, must be careful with her. On that he asks actually, yes, Lime, he must go to Bishop Brewer, the Hatti Lights, I can read their page. He says, just like the Bishop was allowed to take out pips from our fruit, don't ask about Somers, sorry, Kvise, it was on the hook. And I mean, yes, I had to about Somers, why can't you take the bones out? What's the problem? What should be the problem? Lama Kosa Bealocha, Nim Kosa Makina Bealocha, and you got serious of don't, you have to check, someone does it, you got Shver Swaras, but it's not posh, the Bishop was not happy with it at all. He asks, what's the problem? What is the big problem? So he says, Raw Mashon Ale, Esha Shatam Shaba Taruas Gumura, a proper mixture, a real mixture, Loyatino Hitch the Persuas with Oka Lapin with Somakina. It's a proper mixture, it's mummish mixed properly, then there's no heter of taking up Persuas with Oka. So he says, because of this, he wants to say a watermelon is also the same problem. He says, the pips in a watermelon are also stuck in. That's much worse. Same as a fish bones. He ties just like my fish bones. You can't take a fish bones out. Who are in? You could not take out. What?
Before you open the plums, also pips also
comes
inside.
It's not mixed. You can see it quite clearly. It's big.
Before you open it.
Yeah. Before you open it, once you open it, it's a sharp. Once you open it. Nah, the pips are stuck into the actual watermelon. And mummy's inside.
You can't see it by the hole. You can see it straight away.
By watermelon? Watermelon is the black pips, got black pips everywhere. There's no hole, not honeydew melon, it's all about watermelon. Watermelon's got black pips all over the place. There's no one place where it's in. It's much worse. A honeydew melon tucker is the same as a skipper, but you must say, it's very posh. Someone wants to have a honeydew melon for Shabbos lunch. So he cuts open a honeydew melon, slices it in half, and he scoops out the pits from both halves. It's very nice. If he doesn't need a second half now, he can't do it. If he needs a second half of Shabbos sugars, he can't do that now. He has to be careful. You can only do psoilis v'noichel for what you need now. So if you don't need the whole melon for now, then you can't do it. Yeah, that's what we said last time. Okay. So we said about a fish pose. What's the eitzah with a fish pose? The eitzah with a fish pose is a number of eitzahs. Either you hold the bone down and you scrape off the meat, the fish and the fish itself. That's oichel v'psoilis. That's number one. Number two is you remove it inside your mouth. That, for some reason, is no problem with boxing. It looks like once it's in your mouth, well, there's no problem with boiling. Once something's in your mouth, to take psoas out is right. That means, for example, if someone's eating, and he feels a bit of plastic inside his mouth, I don't know what, or an eggshell. He finds an eggshell inside his mouth while he's eating an egg. It looks like it's some boiler, there's no problem taking that eggshell out. See about moxa. That's the chair, okay. And then the last eitzah, which is apparently not so glut, is you could take the bones out of the fish, and suck the bones. So you're adding something off from it. Don't know why that's not so good. It's not like taking the flesh off. It's like an indirect thing. You're taking the sucking the bones away. I don't know why. It's not that. The color seems not so good. Therefore, one should try and avoid the stirred eights if possible. Okay, that's more or less what we said yesterday. Now, let's move on to today.
So there's, if you take a bone with a bit of fish off, quite a should
be announced,
no?
A bone with the fish off?
You got bones in your fish. If you take the bone with a bit of fish off together...
What are you going to do? Throw it all away or what?
Yeah,
that's what psoas then. The fact that you...
Same with the fly in your soup. It's the fly in your soup. No. You only get rid of that fly. So what do you take with a bit of oil?
Yeah, but that's when you're taking more oil than you would normally, yeah? You have to take more oil than you would normally. To take the same amount you would normally...
No, a little bit more.
A bit more, maybe, that's all right, maybe. But normally on a fish bone, you've only got a small amount of thing on there, which you take off anyway. It's very interesting. So the shy is that shy can happen. Someone's washing up or drying up, and by mistake his cutlery falls into the dustbin. Now, in the dustbin, there's a lot of rubbish in there. The cutlery's got sunk in, it's mixed. What can you do?
Mixed into the rubbish?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all
out. Mixed.
Why?
Why do you want all that?
Why not mix?
Why do you want all that?
What, Moshi?
Why do you empty out the dust?
Oh, so empty out the dust is not a problem, Moshi. Where are you going to empty it out to? So what Moxa, there's a few shy's over here. Actually, I must say the shy that I saw, I'd like to speak about it once another time. Actually, the shy that I saw, which was really supposed to be the title of this shame, but I'm not sure about it properly, is someone drops some shameless into a dustbin. Oh. Very interesting shy there. Now, he wants to take the shameless out. Now, taking the shameless out is because of a bizarre. It's not very respectful for the shameless being there. But is that called using the shameless?
So why did you do this?
It's not. But you're doing it for a reason.
You didn't intend to pay for it.
So I don't know if you heard at the beginning, we spoke about the banana. Were you here for the banana shiner?
No.
Ah, that's the shiner. That's very similar to the banana shiner we spoke about before. You've got a reason why you're doing it, but it's not its main tachlis. I don't know. That one of my very interesting shiner. I don't know. Understand? You're taking out, and you've got a reason why you're doing it. Is that ahead of this over here? Anyway, the Meister over here.
You read the papers on it.
What?
You read what's on the Seamus.
So that's Zicharite. Someone takes a Seamus out, and he reads from it. That's Zicharite, you're using it. So the Chayah, who I did with the
fork. Yeah, they don't need that reading.
So that may have cost him saying, you can do our Romans.
Why did you pay
for it? Why
did you pay for it?
It's too expensive, Moshi. It's much too expensive.
And something was interesting
that he paid for. So here, what Chaim says is possible. That's Zichemot. Someone takes the shameless out and he learns from it. There's no shayla. Who I did, someone takes the fork out and he uses it for something. That's Ocha. That's the best answer. Now, shayla is you might say you've got loads of other forks on the table. You don't need this fork. Make a difference. Don't make a difference.
Well, what's the shabbos?
First of all, it's not very pleasant. First of all, it's quite full of dustbin. And a mice might be hard to find. It's not so easy. I must tell you, I don't know what he answered this question. Someone asked me once in seven, let's say for example, so they've got plastic tablecloths there with all the food. And the mice said, what happens is at the end of the meal, they roll the tablecloth up. What happens is they roll the whole tablecloth up, and then they can see at the bottom inside there a piece of a knife, a nice knife.
Before it's gone into bin.
Before it's gone into bin. No. It's all mixed up with all other things now. It's been rolled up. The whole thing's been rolled up together. You've got, I don't know what, nuts and I don't know what, cup that you've got, I don't know, plastic cutlery.
You have to fiddle your way through to find it.
Yeah. In a seminar, a place where you've got a big lot of people eating, and I said a lot of food there, so once you roll the tablecloth up, everything gets mixed together. And now you see inside there a knife or a fork. Or someone sees a bracelet inside there. What?
So why didn't you buy a new one?
Yeah.
Why didn't you buy a new
one? It's too expensive, Moshi. Very simple answer. It's too expensive. And I said, there, it's a big sale what you can do.
You can
look at
things, take it out and use it.
It's all rolled up. So you can unroll the whole thing. It's not very pleasant.
Table. Really?
Yeah, you could. You could. But in the
you allowed to tear the plastic to get through it?
Yeah, you can. It's not very pleasant. It's all mushy. Yeah. So you could, what you could do is you could tear it open, take that cutlery out and use it. So there's no aroma in such a case where a person's doing it for a purpose. There's no problem in that way whatsoever, yeah? That's motto. So the kids are, that's the posture it's in the choreo on part one, to take the fork out of the dustbin and use it. Knife or spoon, whatever it is, whatever fell in the dustbin, the person takes it out and uses it, there's no problem. The only other problem you've got now, what's the other problem, Rob, what are you saying? Major problem. In the dustbin. Problem of moksha. Everything in there is precious moksha. Most of the things in there are moksha. So how can you get to your fork if it's stuck inside all the rubbish?
As long as the fellow is not given up on the knife.
Yeah, but it's surrounded with all other rubbish. It's got nut right, peels and the bones, I don't know what. Loads of other rubbish in there. That is given up on.
Moksha.
That's all moksha. What? I don't want to do that. So the Maya says two ways to have to move moksha when you have to. One is called tiltum atzat. That is, you move moksha indirectly. Indirectly, the classic is indirectly, is, let's say I've got a table here with candlesticks on. And I need to move the table from this room to somewhere else. That's tiltum atzat. Let's say the table you become a boss and you've got a problem. So you move the table, that's tiltum atzat. That's not allowed. That means, let's say, for example, I want to move the table, but I don't want the goyim to see my candlesticks on the table. It's nothing to do with the table. I don't need the table anywhere else. I need the candlesticks not here because I don't want the goyim to see through the window. That's the problem. Tiltum atzat. Moving the table, if I need the table to be moved, is allowed. That's one reason. The other answer is, the answer halacha, that's called by muksa tiltum begufoy with a shinui. If a person moves muksa moishi in an indirect way, for a minute, to come back to the side, the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah is just like, that who adin, if a person takes, for example, a knife, and he pushes away the muksa to get to what he wants, the heta, that's also allowed. That's also called tiltum atzat. The machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah is makel. So here, if you got stuck, you could take a broom, or you could take a knife, another knife, move it around, the muksa around there, and get it out. That would be another etzer. Sorry, one etzer. A better and easier etzer is tiltum begufoy. Especially that other, if a person moves muksa indirectly with his body, that means normally moving muksa is you pick up with your hands. If a person, for example, kicks an item, or he knocks it with his elbow, or I don't know what, his knee, or his foot, all those things are abnormal ways of moving muksa. That is, for example, that's mutter even the tzurcha muksa. So, for example, someone's got a purse on the floor, he's left his wallet on the floor. Very bad, it's very awkward. I don't want everyone seeing it on the channel, it's very awkward, I get taken. So what he does, he's allowed to kick it. So who I did over here, if a person can move the rubbish, let's say with his elbow, let's say he moves it around, or he kicks it around, and washes to get around to the fork, that would be necessary to do. That's another answer. So I'd say there's two problems when a fork falls into the dustbin. One is the problem is a boira. So that one gets around quite simply, is one uses it straight away, the item. Take the fork out and use it. The other problem is with muksa. Moksa can also be avoided, either tilted and upside, you move it indirectly with a knife, or something like that, or you move with your elbow or foot. All right, boys, I'll stop there.
Go ahead.
So you're going to see next Sunday morning?
Thanks so much, yeah.
Are you sure you don't want to do that this 3 weeks?
Weeks, Moshi?
Yeah,
you do. You don't want to talk about it.